We're going to try to come out of the book of Joshua in the sixth chapter. We find here that it's when the children of Israel marched around Jericho. We find that the walls fell. I believe it's in the second chapter where they sent spies there to Jericho. And there was two spies went there to check it out. And they come across one, a harlot, the Bible says, Rahab. And she hid them from the king because the king had sent word for her to send them to him. And I guess he was going to kill them, but she hid them. And then because of that, they told her when they come and God to destroy the city that they would spare her and her family. And when she let them down by night by a scarlet robe, or a rope or string, and then it said that she would leave that hanging there the night that they come to destroy it. And then we find that the children of Israel crossed over the Jordan, and this come about, and they set the pillars up there that would be a memorial for when the children asked the question, you know, why are these pillars here? And it said how the Lord parted the Jordan, we crossed across on dry land. And then we find here now they've come, and it's come time for them to go and take Jericho. So y'all pray for us just a little while, and I pray that we'll be able to say something, maybe to go. I want to go a little further than what we went with last week. And I know for some of you, some of that might be confusing. It's even confusing to all of us sometimes. But you talk about the Jews and the Gentiles. And the Jews was those that was considered the children of God. And they was the children of Israel, and the God was their God. So they was the children of God, and they showed that by the circumcision of the flesh, and that was showing that they was the children of God. But I want you to realize that never benefited them no way, except for showing what they was. It's always been having to be the circumcision of the heart. And that's what really makes you a Jew. And we're Jews inwardly. I'm a Gentile in the flesh, but there was a way made. We was alienated. We was strangers. And I want you to understand, Gentiles have always been able to get saved. Anytime they sought the Lord, they was able to be saved just as much as anybody else. God has never been a respecter of person. But as a Gentile, we was alienated. We wasn't know the children of God. But there was a way made through Jesus Christ that we come together. And what my thought is today is about a wall. We hear a lot about a wall today. I'm building a border wall down there. And some say biblically that a wall is not biblical. And some say you shouldn't have a wall. And then others say that you should be. And I believe it's kind of both. I believe in all my heart that there is, when you look up to see the city in the Bible in Revelation, there's a wall there. But there was a gate there, and it was from the gates from the north, the south, the east, and the west, and there was a way made for anybody to be able to come in. But they all had to come the same way. They had to come through the gate, through the door. You can't just climb over and come any way you want to. And I believe so. A wall down yonder in the border, if we want to build a wall, it's biblical. I believe that in all my heart. I believe they need to come the right way. And it's the same way for us as children of God. We must all come the same way. And there ain't but one way, and that's through Jesus. But I want to try to look at a wall just for a little while. And I want to look how Jesus has tore down walls. I preached a sermon here one time. God tears down walls, and we didn't use these scriptures out of Joshua, but we may use some of the same ones. But God truly can tear down the wall, and He has already. Now I want you to realize today, if you're lost and you've not been saved, there's something between you and God. And I want you to know you need to let God tear that down for you, and you need to surrender and go to Him. And He's able to do it. There are certain things you have to do. Everything is a straight and narrow way. The gate is narrow. I want you to realize nobody's going to go but one way. Now, Jericho was straightly shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out and none came in. In other words, they had heard how God had brought them across on dry land and they were scared. And they'd shut her up. They'd shut the gates. Oh, they'd locked her down. There wasn't no way to get in there. And God had sent them over and He said, you go get what I've given to you. You go take it from them. And I'll be with you and I'll help you. But they'd shut her up where they couldn't go in. There wasn't no way to enter. Listen, I want you to realize you can't enter without God. You cannot get there without God. You've got to have His help, and that's what they realized. Listen, and the Lord said unto Joshua, see, I have given to thy hand Jericho. He said, I done give it to you. It's just in His time. And the king thereof and the mighty men of valor. And you shall compass that city, all ye men of war, and go around about the city once. Thou shalt thou do 6 days, and the 7 priests shall bear before the ark 7 trumpets and rams, and the 7th day ye shall compass the city 7 times, and the priests shall blow the trumpets, and it shall come to pass when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, and the trumpet and all the people shall shout with a great shout, and the wall of the city shall fall down flat upon the people, shall ascend up every man straight before him. And Joshua the son of Nun called the priests and said unto them, take up the ark of the covenant and let the 7 priests bear the 7 trumpets and the ram horns before the ark of the Lord. And he said unto the people, pass on and compass the city and let him be armed and pass before the ark of the Lord. Now I'm going to stop reading. You can go on your read and you'll find out that they kept God's directions, what they said to do, exactly what He said to do. We talk about how they went around Jericho 7 times and the walls fell, but they actually went 13 times. They went 6 days before, one time a day, just like God instructed. And then on the 7th day, they went 7 times and they blew the ram horns and they shouted and the walls came tumbling down. And I want you to realize today, God is able to bring down whatever's getting in your way to being able to seek God and find Him. But you've got to be willing to go His way. Everybody in the world wants to say, right now, there's people say everybody ought to be able to come into this nation any way they want to. And that's exactly what people of the world teach you today about going to heaven. They say you can go any way you want to. We've got things, and I don't mean to run nobody down today. That's not my purpose, but I want you to know the truth. They say they're non-denominational. They say if you want to be baptized to go to heaven, be baptized. If you want to do this to go to heaven, do this. I want you to realize that's a lie. All that'll do is take you to hell. I want you to realize there's one way, and that's through Jesus Christ, and that's through repentance and faith. Only one way. There's a straight and narrow gate, and honey, that's the only way you'll ever get there. So they done just what God told them to do. And the walls come tumbling down and they overtook it. Now I want to, if you will, I want us to go over here. We all read from Ephesians chapter 2 and I love it too. But I want you to realize most of the time we stop around 8 and 9. But there's some good stuff if you'll go on a little deeper. And the 12th verse is where we're going to start to read. I want you to understand today. We tried last week, we talked about that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit, but you must be born again. I want you to realize today we tried to explain how about a Jew and a Gentile. But I want you to realize God come, gave His Son to come and die and make a way for us. That the wall was tore down. The veil was rent. And I want you to know in that we have access to God through Jesus Christ. But that's the only way. But it says here in this 12th verse that at the time ye were without Christ, being aliens. Who is He talking to? He's talking to the church of Ephesus. He is talking to Gentiles. He told them how they had died and He'd made them alive through through grace in that. But he said you was once aliens, or you was separated. You was out here away from God. And he'll say it over and over that you was afar off from God. The time passed, you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel. Strangers from the covenants and the promise, having no hope without God and in the world. I want you to listen right now, lost friend. You have no hope except in Jesus Christ. That's the only place your hope is. If you put your hope in anything else, I mean anything else, whether that be me, this church, or whatever, I want you to know you'll be with us, lost and without God. The only hope you have today is Jesus Christ. He's the only way. He's the door. And no man can enter in except by Him. But now Christ Jesus, ye who were sometimes were far off are made nigh unto the blood of Christ. For He is our peace, who have made both one, and have listened, have broken down the middle wall, a partition between us. I want you to know, listen, honey, when the veil was rent, the wall came tumbling down. Those who had been strangers and they were far off. Oh, Gentiles, just an old Gentile like me. Nothing. I want you to realize, honey, there was access made to God through Jesus Christ. I want you to realize He called and He kept the law perfectly. Listen what it says. Having abolished in His flesh the enemy. What was the enemy? Listen, it was the law and the ordinances that they had tried to keep, and they was not able. It became an enemy to them. They were not able to keep it. Listen. Even the law of the commandments contained in the ordinances. Honey, every year, year after year, they went and sacrificed animals. They'd take a lamb, a dove, or whatever God commanded them to take, and they sacrificed that year after year for sins. But it never took away sin. Lord, help us this a little while. For to make Himself twain one new man. Remember last week when I said, talked about a new creature? Honey, that's your new creature. Whether Jew or Gentile, male or female. Honey, when you're saved by God's grace, you become a new creature in Christ Jesus. And I want you to realize those old things were passed away. Listen now. And that He might reconcile both unto God into one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby. I want you to realize, honey, when He died on the cross, He kept the law perfectly, what we was never able to keep. He kept everything. He said, Father, it is finished. And when He gave up the ghost, the veil was rent, the wall came down, and there was access, just like they had access to Jericho. It had to be kept to the letter. They had to keep it to the letter. And Jesus Christ had to keep it to the letter, or we would still be lost without hope. But honey, He kept it. And because of that, the veil was rent. The veil was when you went into the tabernacle. Honey, you could not go all the way in there where the high priest was. He was the only one that was able to go in and commune with God. There was a veil between the people and the high priest and where God dwelt. The Ark of the Covenant. Listen. But honey, that veil was rent. And it was, and no man has ever had to go and be a sacrifice or be a pray for our sins anymore. Now we go pray for our own sins. There's no other rams or lambs have to die anymore, honey, because the perfect Lamb of God came and died there on the cross. And because of that, He made a way. He tore down the middle wall. And he might reconcile both God and one body by the cross, having slain the enemy thereof, and came and preached peace unto which were afar off, and them that were nigh. Listen to me. It didn't make no difference if you was a Jew or Greek. Honey, he came. He said, John the Baptist said, don't say you have Abraham as your father. I want you to know. He said, you raise up stones. These stones here to be sons of Abraham. It didn't make no difference if you was Jew or Greek. I want you to know he preached peace. He preached repentance and faith towards him. And he's called John, come preach repentance. Jesus preached repentance. He sent his church out to preach repentance. The kingdom of heaven is nigh. And what will happen when you preach repentance and somebody truly repents? They'll get peace. He come and preached peace. That's what we're still preaching today. If you repent and put your trust in the Savior, you will have peace with God. And that's what he was saying. That's what he preached. He was saying, if you'll believe in me, you can have peace. Whether it don't make no difference to you, or you agree. Male or female, black, white, red, yellow, it don't make no difference. Ain't that good? The gates are open from all directions. And no matter where you're coming from, you can be saved by God's grace. If you'll come his way. He told them once, he said, I've got sheep, other sheep that's not of this fold. He said, I must. We talked about that must last week. He said, I've got sheep that's not of this fold that I must bring in. Listen, honey, we was the old sheep, the old Gentiles. Through him, amen. Through him, we both have access, both. Jew or Gentile. And that's all it was then. It wasn't all these other things. Today, we have every kind of little group then is either you as a Jew or you as a Gentile. But it said we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. Honey, the veil's been rent. When the Holy Spirit of God, Jesus says, no man can come unto me except the Father who sent me. Draw them. How does he draw you? Through the Holy Spirit of God. And I want you to know, through that Spirit, we have access to God. Is God dealing with you today, lost friend? If he is, get whatever's in your way aside, your pride, whatever it is. Put it aside. Now, therefore, you are no more strangers. Listen. He's talking to us. Me and you were no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God. Listen, that means something to me. It may not to you, but it does to me. I'm no longer far off. I'm no longer a stranger. I want you to know I'm the child of God. His Spirit bears witness to me. Many are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. And are built upon the foundation of the apostles. The prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Listen, these scriptures got on me a couple of weeks ago, and I'm going to try to finish. John come to make and prepare people for Jesus. He come, preached repentance. For 400 years, the Word of God hadn't been preached. People were still getting saved, but there were nobody. It was for 400 years. It just wasn't being preached. But John come out of the wilderness, or in the wilderness. He didn't come out of it. He was in the wilderness, and so are we today. We ain't made it to Canaan land yet. We're still in the wilderness. But he came preaching in the wilderness. And listen. And the voice of him in Isaiah 40, and the voice of him that Christ in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight
in the desert, a highway for God. And this was the verse that got on me 2 or 3 weeks ago, and I'm going to try to tie it together. We're bringing down these walls that's in your way. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain. If you're full of pride today, you're going to have to be brought down. It said every mountain and every hill. If you go over and read in Luke's gospel where it talks about it, it says every mountain and hill shall be brought down. It'd be brought level. If you're too full of pride to seek the Lord, you'll never be saved. This altar right here will not save you. But if you're ashamed to come to this altar, it's become a stumbling block before you. If you're too full of pride to seek the Lord, you need to be brought low. It said the woes of the valleys would be lifted up. Honey, those that are abased shall be exalted. In other words, those that are humble shall be lifted up. He said the crooked shall be made straight. Them old publicans, them crooks and everything, that's all they was. They was tax collectors. They come and they collected your tax money and then they kept part of it for themselves. But they got saved by God's grace. The crooked shall be made straight. And the rough way shall be made smooth. Honey, you're traveling on a rough way right now. It's a bumpy ride. Here a few years ago, there was a preacher come from Indiana down here to preach. And his family come with him. And they was up here at the Ellington. And I wasn't comfortable with them staying there. So I went up there and told them to come on. And I ain't telling you just what I done, but I took them down to Scottsville and got them a room down there. But they followed us going down there. And that road, you know, around here, they're from up there in that Flatlanders where the roads are straight and everything. We got to Scottsville down there at that motel. And she got out. She was mad. You can ask my wife. She was upset because I thought I was driving too fast and she was sick where the roads was crooked. I'm going to tell you something, lost friend. Where you're at right now is rough. It's sick. I've seen lost people get mad. I heard a young lady this year, matter of fact, not here, but a place, and I felt sorry for her, but I seen where she's coming from. I was the one who got saved, and she was seeking the Lord, and I heard her sit back there talking. She was just mad. She didn't think it was fair. They was getting saved. Why ain't I getting saved? People act every different way over it. But if you want to get off the rough, crooked road that you're on, turn to Jesus. Whatever's getting in your way, and I was going to preach on a lot of stuff to do with this, but I don't feel like I need to now. But listen, whatever's getting in your way, if God's drawing you, He can tear that wall down. Amen. He can level that hill for you. He can raise you up out of that valley. He can show you the straight and narrow way. Get off that old rough and broad way, because all it leads is to destruction, and that's hell. I love you. There's no way I can explain to you how much I love you today. I love these children here. Look at my children. Look at me. I love you. Grown man today, I love you. But I didn't do all this. Jesus done it. So I can stand here today and tell you the path has been made for you. The wall has been torn down. The veil is rent. You can go not to this altar, but to God. Through Jesus Christ. There's a door open in heaven unto you. Whether you take it or not, that's up to you. But the gates are swung wide. It don't matter if you're a boy, girl, man or woman, yellow, red, black, or green, Jew or Gentile. You can come to God and be saved, but you'll have to come His way. All the sacrifice He takes today is a broken heart and a contrite spirit. Seeing yourself for what you are in the sight of God. You're just a sinner. I'm a sinner saved by grace. You're just a sinner today. But you don't have to leave here that way. You can leave here a new creature in Christ Jesus. That's my message. I pray it helps somebody today. Don't come to me. I love you, but don't come to me. I can't do it. Don't go to mom and daddy. Don't go to pa. Don't go to your brother and sister. Don't go to your husband. Don't go to your wife. Go to Jesus. Go to Jesus. And you can be saved today. So as we stand and sing, if God's drawing you by that Spirit, that you have access to heal, go to Him. Pray till you find peace. That's what Jesus, He came and preached peace. That you'd be able to find peace with God. Ain't that something? Ain't that something? What we're still preaching today, repentance towards God and faith in Jesus Christ, where you can have peace. You can finally get the debt settled today. I'm done, Brother Dusty, whoever's got a song. As we stand and sing, come and seek the Lord today.